Hey, we're halfway through 2023, right? It's June. Yeah, we're summertime. Hopefully you're enjoying that. However, as a business owner, you still got half the year to go, and it is looking like it's going to continue to be a bumpy ride. Lots of chaos. Still have this AI revolution going on that we're in the midst of, plus economic turbulence, a lot of other things. How are you doing? What are you doing to navigate? Here's something that's a crucial habit to making the rest of the year even more prosperous than the first half. Coming right up. Hey, I'm Wolf. This is Wolf's Watch. And today we are watching what is a critical habit that you need to have in order to make the rest of 2023 even more prosperous than the first half of the year has been, especially as a business owner. And here's something, you know, I still ran the promo. Today was the day that I had the opportunity, the honor of being on the chimney. I'm going to goof this up on Jerry Eisenhower's podcast. The link is in the show description. Go check out their podcast, not just because I was on today. Because I was on today is one reason to do it. A deeper reason is the series of interviews that they have had on their podcast has just been incredible. And, you know, I should have had this up earlier. Should have, would have, could have, doesn't matter. The Chimney and Fireplace Success Network podcast. They go way beyond their industry in chimney and fireplaces and outdoor living. You know, the whole, we have backyard barbecue, backyard fireplace, that's included in that, in the industry and the growth of the industry. And they've actually been a leader in that area as well. Getting all choked up from the great talk that we had today. Here's how this ties into the topic. And the reason that I wanted to promote them again is a critical habit that you need to have to get through the rest of 2023 is to surround yourself with high performers and listen to the questions that they're asking. Be open to that. I had a great experience on this conversation that we had because they were peppering me with questions and they were prepared. They had four people, well-prepared, all high performers, throwing questions, making me think deeply about why I do stuff. What did I mean about this? What in this part of the book? What would your, you know, based on the book, because it was largely around the book that I just launched, Performer Perish, the 30-day race to save a company. But they're, you know, asking questions. Okay, based on that, so this is great. You said this. How would that apply to a startup? What would you say to somebody that's in this situation? Really made me stop and think. So you get that kind of an effect. And yeah, I've always got notes over here, and I'm watching. So stick with me. They'll cut through the BS, right? So this was just like, boom, let's go right to the issue. Cut through the crap. Here's the issue. I'm going to have a couple examples in just a second. Stick with me here. They'll force you to be focused and eliminate vague thinking. I experienced that today. So like, give, you know, what is really going on here? And one of the keys is, why do you really do what you're doing? How does that deliver value to your customers? Right. And are your customers voting with their dollars that, hey, you know what, this does deliver value. And they'll also give you hope for pushing on while making you cringe a little bit. Because, hey, standing tall, getting some questions. Are you comfortable with that? You know, with the right people, like the four people that were interviewing, yeah, it wasn't really an interview, the conversation. You know, they had great questions. They were well prepared again. And, excuse me, they had me standing tall in terms of thinking about the questions they were asking and what, you know, what was my real answer on that? It's a concise answer on that, so that it was delivering value to them, to their audience. And it's like going, yeah, you know what? This is good. I learned a lot from that. For example, asked about, you know, here, tell us something about yourself. Why do you do? And it's something that came up again in the conversation was, you know, why am I doing what I do? Why did I write the book that I wrote? And something that I'll tell you why and how this came about, but after the show, something that I realized was, you know, here's a very concise way to explain why I do what I do. Did you see the movie Dances with Wolves that Kevin Costner made in the early 1990s, like 1993, somewhere around there. I love him. We've seen it multiple times. It's a long movie. I love the theme in it. And there's a moment, a crucial moment in the movie that's a transformational point for him. Because the main character, Dances with Wolves, his name from that was given to him by the Indians. He is fighting with the tribe. You know, he's there, left in a position of honor to help protect the tribe while they have a war party out dealing with another Indian tribe that was attacking them and causing problems. Even though he was a Civil War hero, so he'd been in big wars, kind of like working for big corporations, right? Been in big wars, big battles, really did not like that and was sold on, never want to have that experience again. He noticed the crucial difference in fighting with the tribes. He goes, you know what? Here we are shoulder to shoulder fighting for the village, the community, each other, the land that they're living on, the lifestyle that they have. It was a very personal battle. And they were victorious. And he goes, it felt good. And it was completely different from what he'd experienced before. I had that kind of transformational moment when I went from corporate America, big corporations, to working with entrepreneurs in small businesses. Because it's a very personal experience working with the owners of small businesses and helping, like the story in the book that we were discussing, The Performer Parish, helping that company stay open, stay alive, to save 180 jobs plus the other jobs that are impacted, supported by in manufacturing. This is a manufacturing company. In manufacturing, every research shows every job supports at least 5 other jobs. So there's a lot online. 180 times 5. I'll let you do the math on that. Don't have my calculator handy. And that was a great feeling. You know, it was like Dances with Wolves in a movie going, you know what? This is completely different. This is very personal. There's a great bond to it. You know, we're doing it together. We make great friendships, deep lasting relationships, watch the relationships deepen on the teams within the company. And I just fell in love with the small business world, with working with small business owners because of that effect. As a business owner, it's about your food and shelter, right? Your ability to provide lifestyle, comfort, and basic necessities to your family. Same thing for the people you employ. And I love being part of that, being able to help with that. So that's the kind of guy I want to be. And that was why I never looked back towards corporate America. The big companies, that's fine. The big public companies, there's people to deal with that. Not me. Done with it. Because having that experience, having that Dances with Wolves moment where they're celebrating around the campfire. Well, in that case, it's not a campfire, a bonfire. When they're celebrating around the bonfire that night and reveling in each other's success, that's what really counts in life. And that came from the conversation I had today with Jerry Eisenhower and his team from CVC Success Group on their podcast. Now, here's checking my notes here because I want to make sure I touch on the points succinctly and respect your time and get the info to you that I really want to share, because this is important. When you get around high performers like that, when you take their questions, go through the discomfort of that, then do an after action review yourself. Do, you know, with people that are involved, do that. We did a little bit of an after action from the podcast. And then I did an extended after action myself, had a stealth advisor at lunch with me. And we went through was learned, I was making some notes. That was after I had already made personal notes on, okay, here's what I took away from that. Some deeper thinking and that perspective of going, yeah, you know what? I got more clarity on this is why I do what I do. And to be in that story about, you know what? This is like the movie Dances with Wolves in that transformational moment. So a way to communicate it that is more effective. And we'll keep testing that. And if you think that's effective, love to see it in the comments. If you think it's all a bunch of crap, love to see that in the comments too. Got to know, because if it doesn't connect, then I'm selecting the wrong way to communicate. It's having that. So this is ties back into the topic. This is the crucial habit that you need to have in order to get through the rest of turbulent 2023 even better than you did the first half. Surround yourself with high performers. Do after action reviews of what conversations you have with them. And in those, cover things like, here's some critical questions. What went well? There's two key questions in after action reviews and the way that I do them. If you're a military veteran, this is different than the after action reviews that you experienced in military. Different questions, slightly different questions, but I borrowed this from what I learned from my military veteran colleagues. So what went well? In this case, what did you learn? Right? This is what I did with my personal after action review, then sat with someone else who, a stealth advisor that I respect, that I know brings knowledge to the table, talked about that and did an even deeper, what did I learn? What will you apply, how and when, as part of that, what went well, right? Need to know what's going well. How are you going to apply more of that? When are you going to do that? Set a date on it so that it doesn't become, oh, that was nice. Goes in the file. I've got so many files of stuff like that where I said, you know what? There it is. Let's put it up on a shelf. Doesn't get implemented, or maybe doesn't get implemented for a couple of weeks, a month, or a year. 2 years later, open something and go, oh yeah, I completely forgot about that. Here's the second question. What can you do even better next time? Next time you're in a conversation, next time you're dealing with the issue that was raised by the high performers that are peppering you with questions and having fun with it. And that breaks down into really two key areas. How can your answers be better? That was a question I asked myself. How could I have answered those questions better? And what will you experiment with today? What I experimented with today was the Dances with Wolves story and how that relates to why I do what I do, what my experience has been in the arc of my career across the decades. Wow. I'm sorry, saying that out loud is kind of a cringe moment, but it really is across the decades now, the season of life that I'm in now. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And also check out CVC Success Group, Jerry Eisenhower and his team, and their the Chimney and Fireplace Success Network podcast. Let me say that again, the Chimney and Fireplace Success Network podcast. The link to that is in the show description. Go check them out. Find your high performers, and actually put it in the comments. When are you going to do that? Who are some of the high performers going to be? You don't necessarily have to name them if you want to maintain some privacy. Totally understand that. That's reasonable. However, what type of high performers are you going to surround yourself with so that you can be in the hot seat? Get those questions and, share the conversation, learn from them, learn from the inside. And how are you going to implement the AAR process afterwards? Love to hear some more about that in the comments, because if you're watching this on replay, keep track of what's in the comments. If you ask a question, it gets picked up. We'll get you an answer, right? If I don't have a direct answer for it, take it to a person that does. Right? I have a reasonably impressive network of people that I can reach out to. And, again, love your feedback. So we're heading into the weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. And have some more comments and thoughts on that. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the night. And thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. Appreciate you being part of the conversation. I will see you on the trail.